The Gemara in Yevamos and Achsamach Beis talks about the mitzvah of pru urevu, the mitzvah of having children. So the Mishnah is a machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. What is the minimum obligation? So Beis Hillel says to fulfill pru urevu, you must have one son and one daughter. Beis Shammai's opinion is that you need that. You have two sons, because we see Moshe Rabbeinu had two sons. The way the Yerushalmi learns is that Beis Hillel is saying Luku, they agree also with Beis Shammai, but they're saying also a boy and a girl. We pass against Yerushalmi, we assume a boy and a girl. And Rabbi Yeshua explains on Samuk Beis Amar Beis, quoting what we read in Kehelis, that even after one fulfills the one boy and one girl, there's a mitzvah to continue having more kids because to populate the world. And as well, Rav Nachman points out in the name of Shmuel and Samach Aleph Amud Beis, that even if someone is too old or for whatever reason they can't have more children, there's still an inyan to remain married or to remarry if you lose your wife, because having a wife protects one from Tira Veira. So, and as well, Rav Huna and Samach Aleph Amin Aleph write as well that what's the purpose of Pru Ravu? It's to bring the Mashiach, by bringing more neshamas to the world, because Rav Asi writes, the Mashiach can't come until all the neshamas in heaven are empty or depleted, and they have to be brought into this world. So he says the one who has children fulfills the mitzvah of pru revu, even if they don't survive him. In other words, we pastors will see that they have to survive you, but the shita that says you don't have to, because you, Rav Huna says, you brought neshamas from heaven to earth. That's the mitzvah. And we pastors like Rav Yochanan that if your children die before you, you have to have more children. And as well, we have a machokes, Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish, regarding what happens if a Gentile converts to Judaism and he had kids while he was a Gentile, and he had a boy and a girl. Is he chayev to have more kids? So Rav Yochanan says no. Rish Lakish says yes. And even though Tosis points out, Rish Lakish makes more sense because we have a principle. Ger Shenizkaya Kekatan Shenola Dami. Nevertheless, we pass it enough that he fulfills his mitzvah Pru Revu. So, in fact, that's a debate between the Bali Tosis and the Rambam. How far do you take Rav Yochanan? So, according to the Bali Tosis, even if they don't convert, you fulfill your mitzvah of Pru Revu. And the Rambam writes, no. According to Rav Yochanan, you only fulfill Pru Revu if the kids also converted to Judaism. So one thing you could say the machokas is whether the mitzvah is to have Jewish children or just to populate the world. But the Aruch HaNer explains that he wants to explain this machokas Rav Yochanan and Rav Huna, well, if your kids die before you, you have to have more. So Rav Huna says yes. I mean no, because you already succeeded. You took neshamas out of you, emptying out the neshamas in the heaven. And Rav Yochanan seems to disagree and say there's a mitzvah to populate the world, whichever you say. So the Aruch HaNer wants to say it's not a fundamental machlokes. Even Rav Yochanan agrees with Rav Huna, who says you bring neshamas to the world. But Rav Yochanan's opinion is that Pru Revu has two parts to it. Number one, he agrees bringing neshamas to the world, and also as well populating the world. You don't fulfill Pru Revu unless both goals have been achieved. And therefore, if you have kids before the conversion, they're still Gentiles, so, and they don't convert, so although he accomplished the mitzvah of Shevis, he's populating the world. If they're not Jewish, he didn't bring down any Jewish neshamas to the world. Therefore, the Rambam says the reason Rav Yochanan only exempts a convert from having more children is only if his kids converted. because then in addition to populating the world, he's also bringing the redemption, etc. And as well, the Gemara tells us in Megillah, Yud Gimel Amin Aleph, anyone who adopts a child, brings up an orphan, is considered as he's the parent. And based on this Gemara, the Chachmas Shlomo points out, he discusses whether you take to go, does the Gemara mean literally, you actually fulfill your mitzvah pru revu or not. He concludes that even though he's not considered, even though if the obviously he's not considered your child, so the Chachma Shlomo makes an interesting point based on what we've been saying. He says that if the person had a child before and the kids died, so he already fulfilled bringing Jewish and Shamas down, is this lacking in the population of the world? So now that if he brings up these children, these orphans, so therefore he could get the second aspect, and therefore perhaps there's a mixus kiyam of Pru Ravu, that's the Chachma Shlomo, and we'll get into it more in terms of a modern day Shaila about artificial insemination based on the Gemara and Chagiga Yudal and Amabez, whether if someone, assuming it could happen, but assuming one gets pregnant in a bathhouse or through artificial insemination, in other words, can you fulfill the mitzvah Pru Ravu? So the base Shmuel says, even though there's no Maisa Bia, he still gets the mitzvah of Pru Ravu. That's what the base Shmuel writes, and the Shailas Yavitz disagrees and says, the only time you can get the mitzvah Pru Ravu is you need a Maisa Bia. So we'll have to continue on those issues. That's just a general summary of some laws of Pru Ravu. The Machogos Beis Hillel by Shammai. Beis Shammai, two boys, Beis Hillel, we pass them like a boy and a girl. In addition, we pass on Arav Atanach Yodecha, you should have more. How much more? So some say another boy, another girl. Others say, no, you could have more than that. And Rav Nachman says in the name of Shmuel, even if your wife passes away or you can't have any more kids, you're still an Indian to stay married. And then Rav Huna writes, the purpose of Pru Ravu is to bring the Mashiach, based on Rav Asi, who says the point is one to deplete the neshamas in heaven. And therefore, even if you have kids and they die before you, you fulfill your mitzvah. We pass on like Yochanan and know that if you lose your children, he's obligated to have more kids. And we pass on like Rav Yochanan, and then within Rav Yochanan, and then there's another machlokas, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakash, whether someone converts. So according to the Rambam, according to the Rambam, it's not enough that the father converts, but the kids also have to convert. And that's what Tosis and Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. So the Rambam says, the Dorach Ranir wants to say that the Machokis that Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Rav Huna, who says you have to bring neshamas to the world, but he says there's another factor of populating the world, and therefore you populate the world by having these kids, but to bring neshamas, the kids have to convert. And that's what the Shlomo writes regarding bringing up a yasum and a yisom. If you already brought up a kid and they died, so you already, when you fathered your own children, so you already brought in the Shamas, and now you could populate the world. And that's what, and there's a further Machokes, we'll see the Chalkes Machokek, and others, Beishmo, the Shailas Yavetz, on whether one can fulfill the mitzvah Pru Ravu through bathhouse insemination, artificial insemination. In other words, do I need a Maisa Bia to fulfill the mitzvah Pru Ravu?